We'll take a break from impeachment now to consider more fallout from the pandemic. An estimated 3 million public school students in the U.S. haven't been able to attend class consistently since the outbreak began. That includes thousands of students in Metro Atlanta. Martha Dalton with member station WABE reports that school districts there aren't penalizing them for not showing up.
So I'm going to put you in a breakout room.
Crystal Wells is teaching a remote lesson to her fifth grade language arts class. Wells teaches in Atlanta Public Schools, which has been learning virtually since the pandemic started. The district says at least 90% of its students are able to log on each day. But that means up to 5,000 kids aren't regularly at school.
We know for some students, those barriers have been things that are more affective, like maybe mental health or, you know, some difficulty with, housing and things of that nature.
Katika Lovett is chief of schools for Atlanta Public Schools, or APS. She says schools are constantly working with families to figure out what's keeping students from logging on.
For some students, the engagement piece is simply an issue of connectivity.
APS, like many other school systems around the country, has armed families with laptops and Chromebooks and even handed out free Wi-Fi hotspots. But hotspots can get overwhelmed, Lovett says. Some schools are letting students come to campus to use their internet connection. Nearby DeKalb County School District has also been remote since the pandemic started. Superintendent Cheryl Watson-Harris says at the beginning of the school year, about 89% of students were logging in. More than 10,000 students were not.
Everyone really worked feverishly over those first few weeks to ensure that all students that needed a school department issued device received one, as well as donations from community leaders, elected officials, some celebrities, really coming together and making sure that we got the devices in the hands of the students.
Those gigantic efforts brought the login rate up to 97%, but that means about 3% of students, or 3,000 kids, are still what the district calls non-engaged.
I have to give our state superintendent credit for coining this phrase, but it's something that we've adopted here. You know, it's really compassion over compliance. So it's really not about, hey, you're not here, you know, X, Y, or Z is going to happen. It's more, hey, what's going on? How are you doing? How can we support your family during this time?
The district's coordinator of social work services, Denise Revels, and her team have visited students' homes when they haven't been able to log on. She says some parents of younger kids have trouble helping them with technology.
So we've had to supplement that with giving them hard copy packets at time, you know, because the technology just wasn't working for them. It created almost a barrier.
A barrier during a pandemic when technology is seen as a unifying force.
Sometimes you do need to actually just sit with someone and just look at them eye to eye and say, you know, are you okay? I'm here for you. So staff members have been doing that when that's been needed.
The districts emphasize they're not visiting homes to act as the truancy police during the pandemic and punish parents. They're trying to remove barriers to learning, like hunger.
Some of my team members just said, I'm just going to send a pizza over here or what have you, just so that the family could eat.
In Fulton County, another Atlanta school system, learning is remote temporarily due to the state's soaring rates of the coronavirus. Fulton has about the same number of so-called non-engaged students as DeKalb, just over 3% or 3,000 kids. Cliff Jones is Fulton's chief academic officer. He says there are typically three reasons why students may still miss classes: technology and two others that are particular to high school students.
They are home taking care of their siblings. Also from the older kids, they're working. You know, many of our families are impacted economically during this time of COVID in ways that are truly heartbreaking. And so the older kids are having to work to go out and bring money and food home.
While districts support these students at home, they also have to prepare for them to eventually return to school. So they're increasing services like counseling and tutoring, and they'll be offering free summer programs for students who've missed out on learning because of the pandemic. For Here and Now, I'm Martha Dalton in Atlanta.